Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and here at the Dallas County Health Department, speaking with the community health educator, Natalie Peters. Natalie, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
You are absolutely welcome. And we're here in the month of December, final one before 2025, as we have several topics to get through: germ prevention tips, holiday stress management, safe toys and gifts, and then winter weather safety. So we'll start here with germ prevention. Can you name some common ways that germs are spread?
So this time of year, when illnesses like the flu and colds are more likely to be going around, germs often spread through droplets from an infected person's coughing or sneezing. So these droplets can infect you if you breathe them in or if they land on your eyes, nose, or mouth. Germs can also spread when you come in contact with sick people by shaking their hand, hugging, kissing, or sharing utensils. Also, commonly touched surfaces like doorknobs, light switches, countertops, TV remotes, and phones, those all can carry germs that make you sick if you touch your face afterwards without washing your hands first. And then as far as like the stomach flu and those other gastrointestinal germs that aren't any fun either, those spread when people don't wash their hands properly after going to the bathroom or like helping a child do so. And then if they prepare food for other people or like touch those communal surfaces like doorknobs and other things, they can make others sick that way.
And can you outline reminders for preventing the spread of germs?
Yes. So the best way to prevent the spread of germs is by washing your hands regularly. And many adults rush washing their hands or skip it altogether. I've probably seen a few people in a public restroom skip that part. So the most effective way to wash your hands is to scrub them with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, which is the time it takes to sing the happy birthday song twice. So you can just do it in your head if you don't want others to hear you, but that's kind of a good way to tell if you're getting them clean enough. And then wash your hands when preparing food or eating, caring for a sick person, after using the restroom or helping a child, after blowing your nose or, you know, sneezing into your hands or tissues, and then after treating like a wound or cut or something like that. So you can also use hand sanitizer that contains at least 60% alcohol when hand washing isn't available. And then other things you can do besides hand washing are try to cough and sneeze into your elbow, stay home when you don't feel well, avoid touching your eyes, nose, or mouth, not sharing personal items or like utensils, food, beverages, and then also cleaning frequently touched surfaces often.
Awesome. And then can you talk about when the appropriate time is to seek medical attention if you happen to be sick?
Yeah. So for most minor cases of illnesses like colds, you should be able to recover at home by resting, staying hydrated, and eating nutritious foods. But you should consider seeking medical care if you experience any severe symptoms like a fever of 103 degrees or higher, or a fever that has lasted more than 3 days, severe chest pain or stomach pain, difficulty breathing, severe vomiting, or severe coughing. And then you can try going to a walk-in clinic or your primary care provider in those cases. But if you think you're having like a medical emergency or something really severe, you should definitely go to an ER or call 911.
Again, we are speaking here with the community health educator, Natalie Peters, at the Dallas County Health Department. And now, Natalie, thank you for that. Let's talk about holiday stress management. Obviously, with this time of year, a lot of that can be brought on. So can you name some common sources of stress?
So there's a lot of stressors affecting people this time of year, definitely. But some of the more common ones we see are really busy schedules, financial struggles, family conflict, grief of a loss of a loved one, and then hosting other people for the holidays. So these worries can then lead to other problems like sleep deprivation, fatigue, depression, or loneliness, and then those all can make your stress worse.
And then what about some common ways to manage the stress during this time of year?
So the first step in managing stress is to continue taking care of yourself by prioritizing getting enough sleep, eating nutritious meals, and fitting in physical activity when you can. Those are kind of the things that people tend to give up when they're stressed, and it's really the most important thing. But then depending on your source of stress, you can also try practicing saying no to gathering events if you feel overbooked or you just don't want to participate, setting a budget and sticking to it, setting boundaries for your space and time with loved ones ahead of time, ahead of the holidays, honoring loved ones who have passed by continuing traditions and sharing your feelings of grief with other friends and family, and then remembering that you don't have to do it all perfectly. Like if you're hosting others, give tasks to other family members to help prepare, and you can plan ahead, stay organized, but you should know that your home and your meals do not have to be perfect. And then just a good reminder is to stay focused on what matters most to you this holiday season. But if you feel that your stress is overwhelming or if it continues on past the holidays, you can consider talking to your primary care or mental health provider. You can also reach out to the Dallas County Health Department Health Navigation Team. Our phone number is 515-993-3750 if you need help getting connected to a medical provider or another community resource.
Again, those are great tips from the community health educator Natalie Peters at the Dallas County Health Department. We talked about germ prevention tips, common ways that germs are spread, reminders for preventing the spread of germs, and then the appropriate time to seek medical attention. And then, of course, with the holidays coming up, how to manage your stress during this time. Tomorrow, we'll continue the conversation with some holiday-related things. We're talking about going about safe toys and gifts for your children, and then also with the colder weather, highlighting winter weather safety advice as well. So tune in. That will be a part of part two tomorrow. Again, it's all part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.